Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's in progress.
12s.
Yo, I'm Benny.
12/16.
Well, we had the Super Bowl here.
That we did. It was a pretty damn good game there. Enjoyed it.
You like blowouts, do you?
Hey, it was.
Is that what you like?
It was a slobber knocker.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Porch Talk, welcome you, me and Danny tonight, pulling all the heavy lifting around here.
We got two slackers.
Two slackers, as you would call them. Yeah, is that what we want to say? I don't know. Yeah, but We got a few things to do around here. Porch Talk, Porch Fest. I've got the late night Porch Fest hour I want to tell all of you about. I hope you'll be a part of it, huh?
Part of the late night tip.
Late night tip is what he says.
Just the tip. That's it.
Nothing more, nothing less.
I promise.
All right, April 11th and 12th, Porch Fest, downtown Columbus, Mississippi at Munson & Brothers, 5 to when we get done Friday night, noon to when we get done on Saturday night. I know I should have had 3 days for this Porch Fest extravaganza, and don't we love all the skulls and skellies and bodies there. But I want you to come to the festival. I want you to have a great time. We got a lot of great merchandise. We got a lot of great things going on. You're going to have a great time. Porch Fest, April 11th and 12th. The Porch Talk All-Nighter. I don't know where we're going to do this thing at, Danny. Really. So what I have in mind, and let's roll this off the brain a little bit, is... this won't be available on YouTube. Like, we're in the process of building the website.
Yeah.
Because, like, if we were to throw this up on YouTube, it would immediately be flagged down for copyright issues. Although there probably ain't a whole lot of issues.
Yeah.
On my end, it might be an issue on your end. Because, like, what I want to do is I want to sit down and rotate people out. But, like, we're going to do a Porch Talk All-Nighter to where we talk music, and we share music, and we just share bangers all night. And if we could have a place that we could do that, huh?
Yeah.
Don't you think that we should? And I think we are. Definitely. So the Porch Talk All-Nighter, yeah, an 8-hour show.
I can see the copyright thing getting in there, yeah.
Yeah, so the copyright right in the business.
Yeah, we're going to have to. You might have to pay for this one, guys.
I might have to pay a little bit, because I'm going to pay a little bit.
That's what happens.
That's how she rose. But you know, I like to keep that Porch Fest free, and I'm going to do everything that we can to keep it free for you. Here we are. Super Bowl Sunday, by the way. The Eagles, Fly Eagles Fly, just took down the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. I was happy. Only saw Taylor Swift one time in the whole damn thing. That was phenomenal.
Danny's whole deal was like, how many times am I going to have to see her tonight?
Yeah, just once.
And I heard they booed when they saw her, huh?
Yeah.
What are you going to do around all these people?
Well, hell, last year, what expected? You saw her like 80% of the damn.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a Super Bowl, so to speak, huh?
Yeah, it was a Swifty party.
Yeah, that's the question I have for myself and music as we move forward into 2025. Danny, one thing you're in a bit of a different vein. You're a Deftone guy. You like Ghost. You like a little bit of the harder stuff. What has been your interpretation, like, over the past couple of years as far as, like, discovery or, like, finding those new bands with the new shows? Like, are they more random, more sporadic? Like, what's going on in your head right now as a fan of that style?
Yeah, not an awful lot here lately. I mean, within the last, you know... last 2 years, not much of anything new. I've been following kind of what I've liked and what I've come across in the last probably 5 years. But you know, it's not a prevalent. Even though like metal and everything is getting more prevalent now. You know, hell, you had Gojira did the Olympics.
Gojira.
You know, you've got Ice Nine Kills did the Terrifier like. Main song. I mean, so it's getting more mainstream, I guess you can say.
Into the culture. It's like.
Yeah. It definitely is pulling out. But as far as like anything new, I hadn't come across anything that's just been really, really mind blowing, you know, as far as that goes. But yeah, I'm happy with what we've got.
We're going to bounce around here a little bit this evening. I don't know how long we're going to be here. We wanted to do an episode. I wanted to have something for you.
Definitely.
But, Danny, I wanted to ask you, just like in that vein of music, like, as far as discovery, I know maybe people would describe you as stuck in your own way, and you know your favorite band, and you don't really get out. But I don't know, dude. It's a Webb and Al show. Like, I wanted to talk to you about music a little bit.
Yeah.
Where are you at? What's the daily grind?
Well, as far as music goes,
yes.
I mean, I've got like three different. I've got multiple music apps, but I got three that I kind of like rotate in between. I'll use Spotify, of course, and I'll just put on my just like a metal mix half the time. You know, I know we went riding earlier. I actually had Deftones. I had the whole discography on shuffle. That's what I was listening to today. I was just in a Deftones van. You
know? It brings up a great thing, and I want all my Deftone heads out there to chime in. You know what came up? Song number three on this playlist. And I called Danny out on it because he hated it so much that I said it.
Didn't hate it. I don't hate the
song. That I said that I like Change. And he was like,
I don't hate the song. It's a beautiful song. It's a great song. I love the song. Okay. But it's my least favorite. Like I said, it's the gateway drug to Deftones. It's kind of like, that's where everybody's like, oh, Change. Yeah, that's what they know him from, you know. It's kind of like, you know, I knew him like way before then, you know. I was in like 97, 98.
You feel hip to it.
Yeah, I'm the hipster Deftones, you know. What it is, but yeah, it was in there. It's still like the song, I'm just saying. It's just my least favorite. It's like one of those ones I'll be like, okay, yeah, it's a good song, but there it is.
I don't know. I think we all feel that kind of way. Whatever your favorite band is, you're probably out there. If I was to say, like, hear me out, say anything when someone shouts out Alive with the Glory of Love or Walk Through Hell, you know, I'm like having a little bit of a panic inside myself, trying not to. Do you not know about them? Huh? Yeah, yeah. Those are good ones. That ain't the one.
Yeah. Typically, if you're a fan of a band, like their number one song usually is not your favorite for one. You know, like yeah. Radiohead for one thing.
Creep.
You know, Creep. Everybody knows Creep. Everybody loves Creep.
They won't even play it.
Radiohead don't even like Creep. You know, like, you know, fuck it. You know, so, you know, shit like that. You know, it's what it is. You know, a lot of bands have their song that made it for them, but then they're like, you know, even like Slipknot, like Wait and Bleed, they love that song, but they hate fucking playing it because they're like, damn, this song's a bitch to fucking play. But, you know, everybody loves it. They're going to play it. You know, it's just what it is. So, but things like that happen.
Yeah, and in just in music, I think we see this happening. And like Linkin Park news, like I don't think it's going to work. I think it's dissolved.
What's that?
The front lady. I think that they dispelled it. Is this rumor?
I haven't heard anything.
Is this a Porch Talk rumor?
It's still going there, isn't it?
Are they still moving? Because like so many Linkin Park heads, right? Fans, they were whether it was about what Chester Bennington's life. Stood and meant for, and a lot of people tie the things that the new front lady it seems to be anti what he was. But once again, I really ask is, like, are we capable of separating the art from the artist, and like are we able to enjoy these kind of things? Like, I think, like, the new Linkin Park is something that we should have. and say you're a Linkin Park head, and you're for it or against it, or maybe you're on the outside and you're not really aware of it at all, and you're just casually listening. There's nothing wrong with either. Like, you know, like, you take what I would say is we lost Shannon. Blind Melon. We lost Scott. Stone Temple Pilots, Chester, Lincoln Park, Chris, Cornell, Soundgarden, and Audio Slave, and many other things. If you want to go back and say
Temple of the Dog.
Temple of the Dog. If you want to say Kurt Cobain and what he had. But there's been a resurgence of people really finding Mudhoney.
Yeah.
Lately. A lot of people are discovering Mudhoney, and a lot of people would say the father of grunge with that Seattle scene. Do you understand? They talk about it that kind of way, as they should. I'm sitting here with music, and I'm just kind of cycling through and seeing what's going to happen. I think there's a prevalence of metal when it comes to the culture. I think, like you were saying about with the Olympic, or even, did you see Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel, he had, I can't think of the band, but they had Poppy.
Poppy would Knock Loose.
It was a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Great. So tell me a little bit about the mainstream, huh?
There was a big pushback on that, though. A lot of people were like, what the
hell? Not so much what we wanted.
For the people that, that don't understand it or like that type of music, I understand it. But that was a great performance. It's just what it is.
So what are we to do? What are we to make of it? I like the the shape and the sound and the color of where we are in today's music. In my opinion, it doesn't matter the genre. Music has never sounded better today than it has ever. Like, if you want to go back and you want to be a Beatlehead, or if you want to be a Metallica head, or like wherever you're coming from, whatever you're stuck in, and I guarantee you, like, if you don't like today's music, you just haven't found what you like yet. And there's a full cycle. Like, there's a resurgence of 50s country. Do you remember that guy? He was a child at the time. I think his name was Mason. But he was the Walmart yodeler.
Oh, yeah.
He's got this song called Blue For You.
Yeah.
It goes hard.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would like that. And if you could take out the fact that you like or dislike the kid yodeling in Walmart, if you heard that song, and if you had your blinders on, you wouldn't even think about it. And you would like it. And that is that's one thing that I'm thinking about when it comes to music here lately. Just while I'm gearing up for this festival. Because we want everybody to have a good time. We're going to have a lot of good time with the comedy, right? Shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles. They just won themselves a Super Bowl. Yeah, fly, Eagles, fly.
Do it up.
We're going to have comedians coming down from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ryan Foster, Durag and the Deer Tag. That is Drew Montana, Naeem Ali, Rob Cruz. And we'll have Mike Rainey from Dad Meat and Little Stinkers. And also, some of these people you may know or remember from the hit Netflix show, Tires, yes, with Shane Gillis. So I hope that you'll make plans to come be with us at the Porch Fest on April 11th and 12th. I'd love to see you. Shake your hand.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner, 2 months.
Really?
Who says we can't have a good time, right? You have football. This was the big grand finale of the Super Bowl. Football is over, and now we're stepping into a time in the season. Maybe people are getting excited about basketball. Maybe people are getting geared up for baseball, but I'm getting geared up for music. Concert season's coming.
For real.
Danny, have you got any shows on your radar, huh?
There's so many out there, I can't even pick right now. It's like, it seems like this year, every time I pull up something or pull up an email or whatever, I'd just be pissed off. Like, damn, another one, and another one, and another one. I'm like, all right, I love it to death, but damn, I can't afford all those fucking shows. That's crazy. I mean, I never have been able to afford all the shows I wanted to go to, but it gets crazy.
What's the furthest that you'd be willing to travel? Like, we're planning out maybe my first metal show.
Yeah.
We're planning on, and don't ask me to tell you the band. I'm sorry, you have to talk to Wes or Mo from Man Up. I don't know. I just want to go because it'll be my first time, and I want the experience. You understand?
Hey, that's an experience.
But going to Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta's great.
Four and a half hour trek. Yeah. It's going to be a Tuesday night, of course. Of course it's a Tuesday. We're going to get a room or an Airbnb. And we're going to go out and enjoy the show, and then we're going to stay, and we'll wake up, and we'll shag ass back. But, like, my goodness, the thrill of a show.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know the feeling? Have you done it?
It's great times. Great times.
What's one of your? What's one of the furthest you've ever traveled in? For what, dude?
Well, furthest I ever traveled, but it wasn't... I didn't travel for that. It just so happened that it happened, but it was New Jersey.
Whoa! It just happened. That's pretty wild. Pretty rad.
I was going to New Jersey anyway, and that's I missed my plane coming back, and my buddy was going to.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
A concert, and he bought me a ticket to it, and it just so happened to be Radiohead, which was really awesome. So
that was
the furthest away that I've seen a concert, I guess you can say. I don't remember what I went for, but I think the farthest I went to actually go to like I planned and went, I think it was like Little Rock, Arkansas. So I mean, it's not that far, but it was far enough to.
I think further south went is probably Atlanta or maybe Nashville.
Yeah. Well, I guess
maybe New Orleans.
Now that I think about it, I guess Jacksonville, Florida was a little bit far. That was 10 hour drive.
Would that be the exit?
Yeah, no, that would be the welcome to Rockville.
Rockville.
Yeah. Yeah, which is in Daytona now, but it was in Jacksonville at that point. So I guess that was the farthest one I planned and actually, because that was the whole weekend went for and everything too. So that was awesome.
You know, and I hope as like Porch Fest kind of grows and like we keep doing our thing. With the music and the comedy, and like we're trying to construct and figure out like more cities or maybe 3 day or maybe twice a year, whatever that looks like for us is. I can't wait to have people like be able to say that. It's like
yeah.
I drove all the way to Columbus, Mississippi to come to this thing. We're looking and talking to people about that. You know, there's people coming. From Cali, from Oregon, from Washington, from New York City. There's people, like, come. Like, it's going to be a cultural phenomenon. You know, last year, I think people were shocked. We kept somewhat of a roll call. You didn't have to. We weren't Nazis about it. But, like, if you wanted to sign in and, like, tell us who you are, where you're from, maybe an email address, man, you wouldn't believe where people were from.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We're all over the place, yeah. I mean, come on out. I mean, we don't have any stores to shop at anymore, but we've got plenty of hotels and plenty of Mexican restaurants, and we got Porch Fest. So, yeah, that's all you need. You need a hotel, a good taco, and a great time. That's all you need. That's what we got.
Yeah, I tell you, we're silly with the good food. We were at Mi Casa India, and he was telling me about the wing menu that I didn't even see.
I totally forgot. I slept on the wings. Their wings are on point.
At a Mexican restaurant, get down, come on.
Best wings you can get too. And we didn't. And it was the Super Bowl was going on. We didn't even think about getting wings. I mean,
I had them street tacos, huh?
Yeah.
Bring out the sauce and the onion and the cilantro. Give it to me. Come on, that's what I was about here.
Wearing it out.
I did so, and I was very happy about that. I got to take a I'm just kidding. Hear me out.
It's taco time.
Yeah, and that's where we kind of started with the Super Bowl. As you know, that Big John ain't with us. Did you know he went to a Super Bowl party? And he don't even like football. Can you believe that? Really? Big John? He skipped out on dining out with us to go to this party. He don't even drink. What's he there for? He ain't picking up no girl.
He may have been. We don't know.
He ain't picking up no girl.
He may have been. There might have been somebody he was out there looking at, you know?
That ain't the thing at all, really. And we want to know what John was doing, huh? We want to know. Super Bowl Sunday night. That's what we got to know. What was Big John doing? That's what we want to know.
Where were you in?
Well, dude, like, I think I've covered the festival, covered the Super Bowl a little bit, covered music upcoming. I would like to spend a little time with this, is just like television. We every now and then we make a couple of calls, like I think February like 20-something, the new season of Landman comes out with Billy Bob Thornton. I watched the first season, and I'm not even a TV show guy. He's got me on this Dexter thing, and I'm on season 3, and I'm getting geared up for that. And like, I mean, like as far as movies and things, like, everybody's kind of ranting and raving about the Fantastic Four, and they want to know, did they finally get it right? What was wrong with Jessica Alba? Really?
Nothing ever. There's nothing ever wrong with Jessica Alba.
Yeah, you remember always that? What was that? What was Good Luck Chuck with? I owned that on Jessica DVD. Biel. Jessica, a different one, but a very nice one. Thank you. But yeah, we got a new Fantastic Four coming, and you got in the superhero realm, you got the Captain America passed on the torch, and he's gonna fight the Red Hulk. It'll probably be an absolute screw up. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I just can't get into the whole that with the multiverse of all that. It's too much. It's like ever since like Disney bought out and does the Marvel stuff, it's just like, God, they're gonna rape it to death. Which, I get it. It's making money.
I see people talking like this in their day-to-day life now that they've been introduced to this multiverse idea.
Yeah.
Maybe they've always talked this way. I have no idea, and if you talk this way, walk me through it. But somebody will bring up a old flame from the past, or a job that didn't work out, or a move that didn't just go their way, and they would say something like, maybe in another life, maybe in another dimension. You only get one, buddy. Yeah, you better do what you got to do, huh? I'll be waiting around for that shit. Really?
Never know.
Dude.
Step through a multiverse.
Yeah, stepping through a multiverse. I've had all of that. The only multiverse people are stepping through is when they're in the film. You don't get to do that in real life. You only get one of these, huh? You better do some cool shit.
Well, you can step into the metaverse, I guess, and then
yes, you can get into VR. You have a whole
other life in there. I mean, that's a thing.
And they are, and they are.
That's right.
I would like to do a whole 15-minute segment of Kanye West's tweets, but we're not doing that right now. He's hung up on the porn. Is he still in the nitrous? Who knows? We'll get to that some other time. Still love Kanye.
Got me interested now.
Well, did you see what his wife got up to wore? Huh?
What she didn't wear.
Well, remains to be seen.
Yeah.
To be discussed by somebody other than me. I'm not trying to do that, but you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about a little bit. You see it?
Yeah, everybody saw him.
Lord help us.
Even if you didn't want to see him, you saw him. That's what it is. But hey,
what do you think, like, reasoning behind like what he's doing? You think he's like a troll?
He could be. I mean, he could be a very professional one, you know. He could be, I don't know. I think maybe he's just like, he's still, I think he's just still sour about Kim, and he's like, you know, I got probably this. I'm going to show this off. Now, hey, look at this. You know,
that's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. It's like, all right, I'm just going to stand over here. Look at what I got.
I mean, look at what he's done since then.
Yeah.
Like, remember he did the whole Jesus record?
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's talking about, like, his love for pornography. I mean, there's a lot going on. We don't want to spend too much time with. Yes, we do. We love to listen to his music. We don't like to pontificate on his life and what he's doing with Bianca Censori. And we're big fans. Thank you. But I don't know, dude. It's what else? What else is moving around here?
We had the Grammys. We're just
we had the Grammys. That was a big thing. You know, like, check this out. And for all of you out there, and if you've been heads of the show for some time, I'm sure you know my feelings on the Grammys. It is the equivalent of getting written up in the Rolling Stone or Pitchfork. It's the equivalent, like, if you're from Mississippi, you know those music shows that they do? Like, the Mississippi's Best, what is this? You know, that's pay to play.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you have somebody, if you know somebody, like, I have a friend of mine in Jackson, Mississippi. He wrote a song, folky, kind of jazzy. They recorded it down in New Orleans. And it was nominated for a Grammy. Why? They paid to be nominated. So, like, in the end of the day, like, when you think about, like, why do you like Deftones? Nobody had to tell you that. You heard it. You found it.
You vibed with it. That's what it was.
You were there with it. I feel like these write-ups from the Pitchfork or the Rolling Stone or even, like, hell, you know, like, if a musician's been on Porch Talk, la-da-da-da, maybe not. But with the Grammys, like, we think about that, and we put that kind of thing on a shelf. You have to understand, there is not a lot of shelf life there. I know a lot of Grammy-nominated people, and I know people, everyday people, who could walk around them musically with their talent and show them up. And you'll never know who those people are. They don't care about that kind of thing. And so, like, that's incredibly, like,
yeah,
it's vain.
Just what
it is. It's all vanity. Yeah, like, yeah, when you talk about the Grammy or any of that, it's a vanity affair.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's like any kind of red carpet events like that. It's what it is. You're there to be seen and there to be, you know, yeah, it's an award, so you did good, but you still got those people that have been just pushed in there. Not the ones that actually deserve it or have, you know, earned it to be there. You know?
And then, you know, like, I hate to see people, like, uproared about, like, let's just say Beyonce winning, like, the, you know, the Country Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Are you surprised? Like, why would you really be surprised by that? Yeah. That's not. And then it gets leaked, and you see the amount of money that Jay-Z paid. He paid X amount of dollars on Spotify for it to be on every playlist. He paid for it to be in every publication, every magazine. He paid for it to be in front of your face and for it to get the views that it needs. And however they rack up and stack these Grammys, by the way, you pay for that. It's a paid award. And like, it would be a house of crumbling cards if, like, the Super Bowl was tonight. Would you be surprised if I told you that it was all scripted and it means nothing? You wouldn't be surprised by that. But you would hope that somebody wouldn't tell you that because you believe in something like that. Because you believe, maybe, like, with a lot of people were upset with Elon Musk and the Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency under the Trump administration. You're spreading a whole lot of fake news. I don't even know what's real. I don't know what's going on. All I know is people seem to be offended by somebody exposing how their tax dollars are being wasted. Why are you hindering this man? Is it true? Is it false? I don't know. I don't care. I can't do anything about it. But what if everything he finds and brings to light, what if it's true? And we stop that, and we gut it, and we do something real? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
California dreaming. I got rose-colored glasses here.
Watch out.
Oh, and I'm just waiting.
Just going
to make it happen. Dude, anything coming up in the theaters, anything on the TV that you're excited about, Danny?
We got a lot of movies coming out this year, but as far as when, I don't know what's coming out next or first or when, but we've got a lot of bangers happening this year as far as movies go. As far as TV goes, I know they've announced we've got some more Stranger Things coming. We've got some Wednesday coming.
Are we behind or on pace for Strangers?
I think we're on pace. I mean, they're going to have to be.
We should have a new one soon, right?
Very soon. Yeah, there should be one coming within.
There's something to look forward to here
within this year, I would imagine.
Two, we hope.
They're getting a little older. It's kind of like trying to do another another season of Euphoria or something. It's gonna be kind of hard after a little while. Yeah.
You're going to have to let a sleeping dog lie a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be all about that porn and that Sydney Sweeney.
There you go.
You know, we got to have a little bit. You got to throw a little meat on the table for everybody else, huh?
Yeah.
Well, dude, anything else to do?
I can't think of it. I mean, if we want to circle back around one more time. To the Grammys, and we also circle back around because you talked about Poppy earlier too on Jimmy Kimmel.
Come on.
Well, there was a big thing that happened, I guess, during the Grammys too, that one of the reporters like mistaken Courtney LaPlatte from Spirit Box as Poppy. And it was funny because she was like doing an interview. She's like, "Oh, we have Poppy here," and then Courtney's kind of like got this look on her face, like,
"No,
like,
you don't."
She's like, "Yeah, yeah, you're a," you know, she's like, and then she's like, "Yeah," and she went with it. She's like, "Yeah, I'm Poppy, and we're nominated with Not Loose, and I hope we win." You know, she was like, she went along with it. It was just great. I was like, oh, I thought that was amazing.
Pretty cool.
She was like, okay. And it was all over everywhere. I was like, hey, this idiot didn't know who this was.
Yeah, right.
And it was she just went along with it. She was like, okay. So then I just saw pictures of her all the time. I had like, you know, this is Poppy, like kind of shit all over.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
It was funny. So anyway, thought that was noteworthy. I wanted to mention that because it was... some people's fuck ups are funny.
They tend to be. Do we want to cover any segments, Dime of the Week, or anything, roses, anything before we go?
No, we'll hit that for next week.
I think we're going to have that Brother Cobb back. Huh? Yeah. We're a light load tonight. Yeah. Did you know that Big Joe went to a Super Bowl party and he don't even like sports? He wanted food.
I think we mentioned
he's some kind of a mongrel. What the hell? But anyway, that's all that we have for you. Fly Eagles Fly. Sorry about your Chiefs. Come to Porch Fest, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
No playing possum this week.
gotta rehash. Start thinking through all the brownouts we fill into, and it's a real drag. Can't find the keys, still need a shoulder.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.